welcome everyone to tonight's kind of interim makeup meeting for the Monday snowstorm. We hope everyone got through the weather okay. Do we have any board announcements?
Sure. When was it? I suppose a week and a half ago, we had parents as reading partners in our schools, and like probably everyone else here, I attended reading at, in my case, at Pasadena. Which it was very nice to be welcomed in there. The kids were very bright, very enthusiastic, and very funny. It's a pleasure to go in there and see what the kids are doing. It was a good experience. That's it.
I too went into Pasadena and the kindergarten center, and I don't ever remember seeing this before. I read the same book that I usually read, which is The Rainbow Fish, about friendship and sharing. And the kids, even in the kindergarten, were asking me about vocabulary words. I don't remember that happening before. And they were talking about sharing and friendship, and it was a really, really great experience. Both at the kindergarten center and Pasadena, and it just always reminds me of why we do what we do.
So I know he's not here, and I know they probably won't read the minutes or listen to our audio feed, but this is officially the last meeting, board meeting that we're having while Ryan Ruff is the assistant superintendent business here at POB. So I just kind of wanted to just acknowledge officially his service and thank him. I know I haven't been on the board as long as others. I'm sure you could all speak to your experiences, but you know, I feel privileged to at least have the year and a half of experiencing Ryan Ruff and on the PARP thing. The Ryan Ruff experience is, I think, illustrated in the PARP experience that I had at Pasadena when the theme was camping. And I thought I was, like, really up with it by bringing a Curious George Goes Camping book. And then I turn, and there's Ryan dressed up in boots, his backpack is that he's going camping. And, you know, I think I have no doubt that he will bring the same passion and dedication to Eastern Suffolk BOCES as he brought here. And just wish him the best personally and professionally. So I know we're going to miss him. But thank you, Ryan. Hopefully he hears this, reads about it. And we have the opportunity to officially say thank you to him at some point in the next few weeks.
I also had the pleasure of bringing him to Pasadena, but I also had the pleasure of seeing Ryan doing his show. And when I walked in, he had one of his admirers hats on with the light. He was showing everything he needed to go when he goes camping. And the light was off up with this huge double bag he had of goodies. And at the very, very end, when he got to the room, he said he didn't think he forgot something. And he said, he forgot the marshmallows in his board. So, but he's going to come back in the room and he's going to the room.
We had planned a little break for cake on the Monday meeting that obviously didn't happen, and I know there were other people who maybe wanted to say some kind words for up to him or anything like that, and we're sorry that we couldn't give him a better send-off, but I kind of think this is kind of Brian's alley as a way to say goodbye. He wasn't one for the big showy, you know, goodbye type stuff, so he'll still be around. We'll still call him if we need him, but we wish him all the luck in the world, and he's certainly done great things for our district, and we know he's going to do great things wherever he goes. Superintendent.
Can you help me with this one? Our art student that received the AP, so we could say it tonight, but then we'll say it again. So.
That little box. The Legos. The Legos.
Okay, I'm trying to come up with it. I know I'm trying to find the name. Anyway, we had one of our students who actually has graduated receive recognition as being the only child in the entire world to receive perfect scores on her AP art exam. And we just got notice of it. So it is obviously an incredible accomplishment, to say the least. And we'll find out more, you know, give more details at the next meeting. But since you were here, it's important to recognize this child many times over.
Wow. The details. Our Matlin Lego team two, I think, made it to the Long Island finals of Lego World.
Yeah.
So good luck to them.
Wait, another one is, I believe it, I don't know if it was the Long Island Psychological Fair, but a psychological fair, I'm not remembering the name, it was at Roslyn, I believe a couple of our students came in first and second place in their categories, did very, very nicely. So congratulations to them.
Okay. That brings us to public participation. I don't have the speech to read, but do you know it by heart, Barbara? Let's say I read it, section 5-something-something says that you can, district policy, says you, if you're speaking on whose behalf you're speaking, great. District policy, I think they do, number 15.10.1 provides that persons wishing to make comments or raise questions shall, one, state their name and address, and two, indicate on whose behalf they are speaking if a non-resident. The policy prohibits public discussion on matters relating to staff and students at which their reputation, privacy, or rights to due process, or those of others could be in some way violated. The floor is open. I went through all that. Floor is closed. routine business. Evie? Debbie? And then I say any hold. Right now I say any hold separations or?
Can we hold 7.12 under personnel?
Anything else? Okay, so a vote on everything but 7.12. All those in favor? And then we have new business. Well, don't we have
we
to?
We just
did
appointed.
Did we just do that? Okay,
yes.
Cool. And we'd like to congratulate our new Assistant Superintendent of Business, Sue McDermott.
Maddie.
Yay.
All right, you in the back.
Sue is familiar to the district. She's been Ryan's assistant. She's worked with all our finances, budgets, audits, everything like that. So we think we're going to have some great continuity. And she's a CPA. And we're extremely excited to have her. And we know she's going to do great things for us. And big shoes to fill, but I think you can do it. Welcome aboard. Now, new business.
Three remaining
new business resolution for legal authorization?
Yes.
Okay. So I have a motion for new business resolution of legal authorization.
So moved.
Evie, Seth, discussions? All those in favor? And can we enter into executive session for matters of negotiations and personnel?
Wait, what happened?
Oh. Do I have a motion? Debbie, yeah. Emily, all those in favor?
I could have done this.
Thank you very much. And we're really sorry we couldn't give Ryan the send-off that we know he deserves.
Can't even
because
you're here, but congratulations.
Oh,
wow.
Wow.
Always a step ahead.
That is amazing.
Fantastic.